following information is brought to you by the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund. Find them at www.panda.org.
The sound of motor saws ringing out in Borneo's rainforests. Every 20 seconds, an area the size of a football field disappears on the island. Today, only half of Borneo's forest cover remains, down from 75% in the mid-1980s. The new report called Treasure Island at Risk, published by WWF, supports a 2001 World Bank study that predicts that the entire lowland rainforest of Kalimantan, the Indonesian part of Borneo, will disappear by 2010 if the current rate of deforestation continues. With more than 50,000 plant species on Borneo, the lowland rainforests are the most diverse forests to be found in the world today, says Markus Radai of WWF.
We checked this projection of the World Bank and we came to the conclusion that it was more or less right. After our calculation and based on satellite imagery, we find that if the deforestation continues, the lowland forest in the Indonesian part of the island will be gone in 2012. And we did a more conservative projection, but even under these circumstances, the lowland forest may be gone in 2018. So the clock is ticking and we need to do something now.
Deforestation in the lowland forests of Kalimantan is jeopardizing the long-term survival of various animals like pygmy elephants and orangutans. By 2020, the remaining populations of orangutans may be too small to be genetically viable due to the fragmentation of their habitat, WWF says. Already, rhinos are no longer part of Indonesia's cultural heritage. Small wonder then that WWF Germany has launched a campaign urging the German government to pass a so-called primeval forest protection law. Every product which is produced on Borneo at the expense of forest is also traded somewhere in the European Union. Especially Germany is a big market for timber from Borneo, says Markus Radai.
We estimate that around 70% of the timber from the Indonesian forest is illegal. That means has been cut in illegal situations or comes even from national park. Also, Germany is a huge market for Indonesian palm oil. And palm oil is grown in big plantations for which rainforest is converted. In, for example, in Borneo alone, we find more than 2.6 million hectares now of palm oil plantations, which has been converted in the last 15 or 20 years.
With regard to timber imports, a certificate of origin by a neutral agency could be a solution, says Nasir Fuad, head of the Protection of Species Program of WWF Indonesia.
A good supplier company, a good forest company, have a good log tracking system built or installed in their operation there. And that operation or that system is being audited every 6 months by independent auditor to make sure that the system is being implemented appropriately. And with every 6 months of this audit, independent audit produced and shown to the buyers, it will ensure the buyers that the products they buy are coming from sources where they know and it's not a damaging site, for example.
WWF also aims to assist Borneo's three nations, Brunei, Indonesia and Malaysia, to conserve more than 22 million hectares of rainforest in an area known as the Heart of Borneo, covering a quarter of the island's surface. This will help to sustain what is the largest block of forest remaining in the mountainous interior of Borneo and ensure that the forest will also provide benefits to the people living in this area, also to those who now contribute to deforestation, says Bambang Supriyato, Heart of Borneo National Coordinator of WWF Indonesia.
Actually, they earn money from the illegal logger because they create the job for them and then also give a special royalty to them. But this is for the short period. For the long period, the indigenous people will suffer because of first, they will lose the area for their life. And the second is they will lose also the job from the illegal worker.
For Deutsche Welle Radio, I'm Steffen Marquardt in Berlin.